You know, the reason they don't like me is because I tell them that they have no new game and they have nothing new. Everything's been said. Even stuff I say, that you might say, I've never heard that before. Where'd you learn it? It's in the Bible. I just use different words, just say it a little different, but it's in the Bible. There's nothing new. I'm actually reviewing 2 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians saying the same thing the etymology is saying. 2 Corinthians saying the same thing the math is saying. 2 Corinthians is saying the same thing that the quantum physics is saying. Saying the same thing. God, through Jesus, reconciled the whole world back to himself, to those that believe, you know? And now you are an ambassador doing the same thing. So what's going on? You're quantum connected to that truth, that overarching principle, that archetype. Overarching is not a bad word. And so the word overarching, the overarching principle from God Almighty, is the archetype of all things. So if God is reconciling the world through Jesus, then everything in front of you is reconciliation. You reconcile the bookkeepers reconcile their books. The mathematicians reconcile a problem. Running your business, you reconcile how to solve a problem. Doing remodeling, you have to reconcile how to fix the problem that's broke. Reconciliation. Forgiveness. Isn't that what forgiveness is? Two parties argue and they separate, and then the only way they're going to get back together and be friendly and be friends again is reconciliation. Reconciling yourselves. And also oneness. 2 Corinthians talks about speaking the same thing. The church speaking the same thing. He talks about that you might grow in all utterance and knowledge. Utterance. Why don't preachers use that word anymore? To an utterance from the Spirit. Talks about the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. See, we're not under. Look, he says, when Moses came down with the law, his face was shining glorious. Right? His was a glorious face. He was ministering the law, and it was, if the law was glorious, how much more is grace? Those who speak the gospel of grace, the gospel of Christ, the grace of God, how much glorious is their countenance? You don't have to be a preacher to speak the gospel. You know, a saved woman can give out the gospel. She don't have to be a preacher. She can give out the gospel to the women around her, the children around her, and lost people. She don't have to be a preacher. But her face is going to be shining because she's giving out the grace of God. God's grace. If the ministration of the law was glorious, how much more the ministration of grace? Everything is a word because it proceeds from the word. You also read a verse in there, and I think I took a screenshot of a couple of verses that were important. The things which you see are temporal. The things which are unseen are permanent, eternal. And so where should your focus be? He talks about dying daily. He says, there's a verse in there that God will raise you up and give you power. Though we're poor, we're rich. Though we own nothing, we own the whole world. Though we're foolish, but we're wise. The world, you know, speaking the truth, the utterance of the truth, the gospel, to those who are lost and hell-bound, it's a savor of death. In other words, when you taste some food, it either tastes good or tastes bad. So when you preach the gospel, it's a savor of life to those who are saved. Are going to be saved. It's a savor of death to those who are dying. So the death cult, the world, the Babylon, when you preach the gospel, they get mad. is dead. It's like they feel guilty. The guilt, the shame, the condemnation. But those in Christ are free. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, right? And so the utterances, the knowledge, you can grow. You know, I pretty much mastered the etymology. And I pretty much mastered the word. But now I'm going back to the word and comparing it with the etymology even more. It's, you know, when it comes to fixing stuff, I pretty much mastered that my whole life. There's three things that I pretty much gonna do the rest of my life. I'll be fixing things the rest of my life, working with my hands by the grace of God if he gives me the strength. Praise God if he does. The etymology, if he allows me to see it and read it the rest of my life. The Bible, read it, understand it, comprehend it. The utterance, the knowledge, walking it out. He talks about you are epistles written on the tablet of your heart. So the epistles that he wrote was like the Holy Spirit was the ink pen. And what was the paper? Your heart. And that's what's happening. So the Spirit of truth, the Spirit, when you speak truth, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, because you have the Spirit of truth if you're saved. If you're not saved, you have the Spirit of error. But anyway, the Spirit of truth will write on the tablet of your heart. And that's why I say that from the 5D spirit realm to the 3D is like it's like cartoon land. You put no confidence in the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. The flesh is weak. Put no confidence in man. Mankind will let you down. Stock market will let you down. Forex will let you down. FTX let you down. Your job will let you down. You'll let yourself down. But if you have confidence in Jesus, you will never be let down. And it talks about he restores us. And it's all about him bringing us to that culmination of perfection. Perfection, perfect is the same word as prefect. Established, prefect, perfect, before established. And FE is faith, ECT is electroconvulsive therapy, shock treatment. So God has to shock you out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. That's why you go through trouble. The shock treatment by the Spirit, because you're so used to, that's why when you want to get rid of laziness and start exercising, you have to put yourself through shock treatment, because you don't want to get, you love being lazy, you know? Long story short, the same truth is being preached everywhere at all times. And if you just cut off the noise, you'll start to see it. To establish you before establish, that's what perfect means. To set you up like a telephone pole or a pillar that holds up a building to establish you, to set you upright in knowledge and wisdom and utterance and truth. And then you live according to the eternal truths, not the temporary stuff that the world tries to tell you. That's the secret right there. You live according to the archetypes of the eternal and not the temporary up and down drama, sine wave insanity, you know? That is the secret, I think.